You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
That's where we kick off the show, as we always do, a sense of market movements throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by portfolio manager at Sanlam Private Wealth, Nick Kunz, to take a look at markets, see what to make of them. Nicholas, lovely having you on the show, as always. Today, probably better than others, despite the fact that we got an interest rate increase. Consumers not wanting to hear the news out of the central bank, but I had to listen to the entire rate statement, or the statement out of the central bank just around the time the interest rate decision was announced, and I found it to be a measured approach by our central bank. Is that how you saw it too?
Yeah, evening, Jimmy, and evening to the listeners. Yeah, I think that's spot on. I think it was a measured approach. I mean, he really didn't have much to go on, given the recent spike of inflation we saw just last week alone. That move from 3.1% to 4% in the month of April. I mean, he really didn't have much to work with. And then the latest inflation forecastings, it's going to be back 4% for the rest of the year. And of course, given the price of oil, I mean, that sort of base case scenario. I think that he really didn't have, much to work with, Jimmy. And I think, 0.25% is actually as best we could have hoped for. There were some fears it might even be a half, but a quarter will take for now, as painful as it is.
Nicholas, that pain is definitely going to be felt by consumers and those that have long-term debts in South Africa. I want to take a look at perhaps the only real glimmer of hope to come out of that rates decision was that the Rand rebounding quite strongly against all of the major currencies. It was at 16.50 at one stage against the US dollar. Today, ahead of this announcement, we were back at 16.25, a little before we went on air as well. The market clearly acknowledging that the difficult decision has been made by the central bank, and at least from a Rand perspective, rewarding that difficulty in kind.
Yeah. If we try to take some sort of a silver lining for it, I mean, this is certainly in those who watch your currency, those who do sort of benefit off a stronger currency, they would have been happy by today's results. I mean, this Rand at 16.27 odd, where I'm sort of watching my screens now. I mean, that's the strongest level it's been since mid-April. I mean, it was 16.45 just this morning. So a decent move in the Rand. I mean, that move in the Rand is going to hike that carry trade appeal. We get higher say rates, you get a better yield for foreign investors. It should also be better for that inflation outlook as well, take a little bit of that pressure off that stronger rand as well. And Jimmy, as well, we have some decent real yields here in South Africa, almost 3%, that is appealing as well. So there's a little bit of a cushion for us. As painful as it is that those who have a lot of debt, overall that stronger sort of rand does certainly give a little bit of a positive. It also made South African assets more attractive as well for those foreigners that are seeking some yield as well. So there is some positive as much as there are the negative side as well.
Nick, those South African assets not having the best day if we look at equities, but that seems to be by and large the overall equities markets. We know that from our perspective, of course, when there is a bit of a flurry out of equities, we start to see that relatively quickly. Financial stocks down almost a full percent today. Perhaps they will see some signs of recovery tomorrow as the market continues to digest today's rates decision. But when I look across the waters and I look at Asian markets, they were all in the red as well. Barring China, European markets all in the red. US markets at the moment are in the green. Of course, they still trade into the evening. Our own local markets closed out in the red. Equities just generally not having a good Thursday.
No, it's really this sort of, I guess, this flip-flopping from one day to the next, this risk-on, risk-off trade, all eyes are literally on the price of oil, Brent and WTI. What that does, oil up 2-3% in the morning means it's risk-off for equities and risk assets, and those markets are down. We get sort of the news flow sort of by the second now that, give or take, not even an hour and a half ago, there was a sort of news flow coming out of the Middle East that possibly that ceasefire or some sort of agreement is almost done. Oil drops, goes briefly negative, risk assets bounce back. I mean, the JSE All Share, perfect case in point. I mean, it made back sort of 200-300 points in the space of the last half an hour of trade. So very, very difficult to get some sort of clarity on this, Jimmy. I mean, where to from here, I guess, is the big question. We've come out of a reasonably good US earnings season. I mean, it'd be blind not to see some of those tech shares hitting sort of new highs almost every day. I see a security company CrowdStrike today on the NASDAQ up 30-odd%. You know, it's just these moves are very extreme. JSE, I guess, being left a little bit behind here with all the eyes on the AI and the tech play, unfortunately. And you see the volume's also a little bit muted as well. So, you know, maybe just hanging out a little bit sideways here at the moment's not the worst place to be. But we're not getting the benefit of the sort of the tech space and that tech run, which we're seeing almost hitting new highs every day.
Something else we're not getting the benefit of, Nick, is the weaker oil prices back at about $93 a barrel, but we're still expected to see petrol prices rather increasing. We're still expecting to see inflation impacts into the market. We know at the moment that there's calls of a potential ceasefire. There's conversations around an agreement that's going to be signed imminently, but until we actually see that, the market clearly not believing it.
No, and you're right. I mean, as soon as that sort of news story came out, you know, you had the sort of, I guess, the algo trades, you know, jumping off the back of the headlines, and they're selling oil down. But, you know, a couple of minutes of digesting the news, it came from a news source called Axios, and it's been a little bit, I guess, loose with the truth. And then oil's back stuck slightly in the green again as well. But the biggest problem for us, certainly from a South African perspective, I mean, oil up 46% year on year. I mean, that's the single biggest driver of SA inflation. And that's a big, big problem. And I guess question is, you know, where's the base after here, Jimmy? I mean, it was one thing being 2-3 weeks into this conflict in the early stages in March, oil was pricing in a very short-lived affair. And now we're three and a bit months in. The base case for oil might be 85, 90. I mean, that's still 50% higher than it was at the start of the year. So our biggest concern, and certainly from managing sort of, you know, investments point of view, is, you know, does this inflation become very sticky? In which case, you know, that 180-degree turn that we've had, generally we're talking about interest rate cuts. Now, of course, we're talking about interest rate rises. And we saw our first one today since 2023. And I suspect it might be more to come, and that's going to change that inflation trajectory, you know, quite significantly.
Dizzying markets, sticky inflation, and more to come. That doesn't sound like we're in the best of shape, but it does mean that we have more to look forward to in terms of how it is that we digest and navigate these situations. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to portfolio manager at Sanlam Private Wealth, Nick Kunz, for joining us to take a look at markets and try and make sense of the moves.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.